Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, a look at the burgeoning craft beer scene in a country where the white lager has long been king. We'll also get a view on South Dakota craft beer from the outside, sort of. Steven Krieger is one of three co-owners of Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. The career Army officer has been stationed in South Korea, a place where the beer has been so bad for so long, the country earned the nickname the Land of the Bland. But Steve says craft beer in South Korea is beginning to take off.
At the end of the day, they still probably have a much stronger affinity for their macro brews than Americans do. I mean, I know Budweiser, Bud Light, Coors, that's still all at the top. But if you go over to Korea, Cass and Height are going to be 70% of what you see regular South Koreans drinking. That said, there are pockets of amazing craft brew scenes in South Korea, and unsurprisingly, it's mostly in the built-up areas. So you'll get them out at Gwangnung, and you'll get them especially in Seoul. There's several major brewing neighborhoods, and it's almost like there's six or seven Brooklyns if you go through Seoul when you look at the craft beer scene.
There were just 55 craft breweries in South Korea in 2013. That is expected to hit 120 this year. The government also eased restrictions on distribution earlier this year, which should help. But this is mainly in the big cities where it's happening.
You take for granted what the American beer scene is. There are definitely brew hubs and pockets in America that are far above everything else. But you can get craft beer everywhere. If you are not in Seoul, not only is there no craft beer scene, but access to craft beer is extremely limited, and everyone really just drinks those macro lagers. I got to a place, they had a craft brewery that was kind of nearby, and I was like, oh, this is great. And then I had the three beers they had, and I thought they were really good, and I realized they don't brew anything but those three beers.
He says American-style craft beer is the thing in South Korea.
You know, as I travel more and more, you realize America has absolutely taken up the gauntlet from Germany, from England, from everyone else. And whatever we're doing is pretty much what everyone else is doing. And so they've got a McKellar brewer, actually. You know, one of his places is over there in Seoul. But they're following the trends that you're going to see in America. So the juicies and the hazies are just coming in. They had just kind of finished that push where sours and saisons were really, really popular. And, you know, they're about probably 6 months to a year behind probably where America's at. But it's the exact same beer trends you would see.
So is there any use of local ingredients and flavors in Korean craft beer?
You'll see some. I mean, you'll see rice not used as an extract, but just used as kind of a base, as a base malt, because it's what they have at their disposal. And there's also, you know, as opposed to a Chipotle porter, you're going to see a kimchi, you know, kind of a kimchi spicy porter. So the local flavors are in there. And at the end of the day, though, you know, beer is beer, and good beer generally is universal.
More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller right after this.
Another lager tonight. Another lager tonight.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking with Wooden Legs Brewing co-owner Steve Krieger. He's kind of the unseen owner, being active duty military, only returning to South Dakota for a week or two per year. When he returns, Steve likes to see how the beer scene here is evolving, and he got a perfect chance to do that at a recent event at Woodgrain Brewing in Sioux Falls featuring beer from most of the South Dakota breweries.
On a microcosm, I come back once a year, and I see how much Wooden Legs has grown and developed, and I see how much, you know, there's just a really strong bond between the community. But to see the South Dakota beer scene, this is the first time I really got to see up close. You know, we were, I think, the fourth brewery in South Dakota. Now there's 20-plus breweries, and they were all there, and all of the beer was amazing.
He's from the hills and had a brief visit back home as well.
Wow. South Dakota is not only, you know, keeping up, but we are leading the way on some of the stuff they're putting out there. And you know, tasting, you know, seeing a little bit, you know, Hill City Custer, I was just kind of a quick trip through the hills, and I just saw how many South Dakota breweries there were. It was just overwhelming.
Steve believes the future is bright for craft beer in South Dakota.
I think there's definitely room for it to keep growing. I think I said this the last time about the fact that the beer, you know, in the Midwest, we finally hit that tipping point that breweries that aren't putting forward an A-plus product find themselves either changing the recipes or getting out of the business. And I think that's where we're at. When you go around South Dakota, the places that are still open have great product they're putting out there, and I think South Dakotans are definitely partaking in that. And I think there's always going to be a place for, you know, Bud Light and Coors Light, but I really think that the craft market is continuing to grow.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.